The thing that I feel is really important in keeping a positive attitude is to every day when you wake up, thank God for giving you a new day. Every new day is a gift from God to you. You don't want to waste what God has given to you. When you look at it that way, when you think about not wanting to waste something that God has given, especially to you, I think it highlights how important it is to enjoy every day. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. When you think about your health, everybody, that verse, God's word, it's so true. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So it's so important that we keep that joyful spirit. Stress, it can make it hard to stay positive. And stress, it can make you sick. It helps diseases to grow after they've invaded your body. Stress can actually harm your immune system. Those fighter cells, those good guys, standing ready in your body to fight off the bad cells of disease, they get tired. They get worn out when you're stressed. You don't want that. You want them to be healthy and ready to fight for you. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. God, He's there for you. You can ask Him to, and I hope that you do, you can ask Him to help you deal with the things that are stressing you. He can and He will work with you, help you to lower life's stresses. And please, everybody, I pray that you will not waste any of the time that has been given to you by God by succumbing to a negative attitude. Don't spend any time worrying and playing, especially don't play that what-if game, trying to figure out the future. God has your back. He has a plan. Leave it to Him. Hebrews 13:6. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Things in life that stress you out, keep you from being positive, don't hide from those stressors. Confront them, understand them, and figure them out. Do what you can to eliminate them, and then just let them go. It is so important, especially at our age, that we need to make it our mission to enjoy every minute of every hour of every day. Spend time with your friends. Listen to music. Exercise. Laugh a lot. Maybe get a pet. Cry when you feel like it, but don't get lost in sorrow. A good cry, well, it can actually release you. Talk to God. Make Him an important part of your day. And then at night, turn off the electronics well before bedtime. At bedtime, close your eyes, count your blessings, and spend some quality time with God. And then just drift off to sleep. Stay positive, everybody. Lower your stress level. Don't play the what-if game. And feel God's good vibrations.